This is the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm your host, Master Coach, and Emotional Resiliency Expert, Lisa Carpenter. I'm here to be your guide through real, raw conversations navigating life as a high achiever. This show covers what it takes to create physical and emotional well-being, along with how to honor and partner with your body. I'm here to guide you to a connected relationship with yourself, turning self-care into a way of being, and not just another task on your to-do list. After all, the things we love, we take care of. This podcast gives you permission to love what you do, but love yourself more. You guys are tuning in because you are tired of trying to survive, and you are here to thrive. So welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. So this week, my listeners, I put out my first interview with Sarah Intonato. And if you haven't tuned into that episode, please go back and listen. I believe it is episode 17. This is episode 18. Sorry, it's episode 19 with Sarah Intonato. And we talk about navigating anxiety as a high achiever. And that was really fun for me to bring her on because connection and community are some of my top values. I love sharing people who are doing amazing work in the world and who I have a tremendous amount of respect for. And let me tell you, being the interviewer instead of the interviewee is hard. And it was something that I was trying because, again, this podcast isn't about me showing up all perfectly polished and like I got it all together. It's about me being real with you guys so that you have permission to do the same. And for any of you listening thinking that I've got it all figured out, I want you to know I do not. I don't claim to. So even though I have been doing this work for almost two decades now, I still have layers of myself to peel back. I still have stories that I'm working from that I'm having to clear. And I want to be really honest with you about that. And that really is what this episode is about, because this week has been challenging. I got hit hard by some very old stories about my own worthiness, about my own enoughness, and a story that I've packed around for many years that I'm broken, right? There's something wrong with me. I'm inherently flawed. Now, what I want you to understand about that story is grounded in shame. So there's a difference between shame and guilt. And if you're familiar with the work of Brené Brown, you'll understand the difference, but I'm going to tell you again. So shame is I am bad or I am wrong. It's I am. It's an I am statement. Whereas guilt is a focus on external things. Oh, I shouldn't have eaten that cookie. I don't know why I said that thing to her. It's not making yourself wrong. It's feeling badly about it or guilty, but it's not that you're inherently flawed. So I want you to pay attention to the language that you use with yourself because it's so important to understand when you are in feelings of shame versus feelings of guilt. Because shame feeds on shame. Shame keeps us hiding. Shame keeps us running. Shame keeps us isolating and believing that nobody is going to understand. And that's really what I sunk into this week. I revisited the pits of shame. And I had to really sit with my thoughts. I had to really unpack them and see what was on the other side for me. So full frontal living is all about your willingness to feel your feelings, not run from them, not hide from them, be present with them, knowing you're not going to die, so that they can guide you, so that you can unpack them, so that you can understand the thoughts that they're connected to, and so that you can shift it and choose a different emotional state and a different belief and a different thought. So you can start to hardwire those things in. And this is the work. Because nobody gets out of bed in the morning and says, oh, I hope I can feel my feelings today. No. And with this work, what I had to learn, so, you know, when I started this work on myself, which was well over 7 years ago now, when my husband went into rehab and I really had to come face to face with my own garbage, I was so in my head. I tried to think my way through everything. I didn't believe I was a feeler. If you tried to hug me, I would literally put my hand up to keep that space between us. I said I wasn't a hugger. I did not know how to feel. I couldn't identify what I was feeling. My brain was constantly running. It was constantly full of thoughts. The idea of sitting down and meditating was like, who does that? Like, my brain is too busy. And I prided myself on the fact that my brain was so busy all the time. I literally believed I could think my way through anything. But here's the thing about thoughts. You can't think your way through them. You can't just stay up in your head and think you're going to find the solution. It doesn't happen that way. Self-coaching requires that you get quiet, you listen to your thoughts, you acknowledge them, you express the emotion attached to them, and you start to look at how you can shift them. You start to look at how do you want to feel. So the hard part about this work is getting out of your head and dropping into your heart. For most of my high-achieving clients, that's like, what do you mean, Lisa? And I was exactly the same way, so I get it. But what makes this work challenging is, especially for me now, so I'm going to speak from my own perspective, is now that I feel my feelings, I can't compartmentalize them anymore. So yesterday, when I got hit with this deep wave of shame, when this story showed up for me again, I couldn't even speak without bursting into tears. Whereas in the past, I would have just gone to work, gotten busy, you know, had an emotional tantrum somewhere on someone. I would have blamed my circumstances. But yesterday, it was a full body experience of being in my shame and acknowledging what was happening for me. I also had to take responsibility for how much I wanted to stay in that place of being a victim, because for so many years, that was my default setting. My default setting has also been struggle and survival and suffering. So I know that sounds crazy, because who would choose struggle and suffering and survival? But that struggle and that suffering for many, many years is what propelled me forward. So it has value. And learning how to operate from a place of thriving has taken practice. And it still is not necessarily my default. And that's hard for me to admit to you guys, right? Because the part of me that wants you to think that I've got it all together and I've got it all figured out and that I'm thriving all the time hates to admit that sometimes I'm still attached to that struggle. And that is what I am currently working on. So why am I sharing all of this with you? When we start to become self-aware, we almost become dangerous because now we know. And when we know as a high achiever, we can get even harder on ourselves because now we know that we shouldn't be in this place, but we are. And even though I'm a master coach, I'm an emotional resiliency expert, I cannot see my own blind windows. So it requires me to show up, allow myself to be vulnerable, to be emotional, to be real with my own coach and with my mastermind. And that's hard. That's hard. But when I allow myself to do that, they let me see what's possible. And they help me see the stories that I'm telling myself. They show me the lens that I'm looking at the world through. They allow me to see other perspectives. And that changes the game. So many of you tune into this podcast because you're inspired and you want to be inspired. And I love that. I love that I inspire people. However, I am not here to just inspire you. I am here for your transformation. And I want you to take a look at your life. I want you to take a look at your stories. I want you to acknowledge that there's so much going on for you and you don't even know what it is. You just know you don't feel good and that life is not the way you want it. That maybe it's feeling hard and that you feel like you're caught in a struggle and, you know, other people are making you feel a certain way, or you're struggling with your money, or you're hating on your body, or you love your kids, but you just wish that you could have 10 minutes of peace. It doesn't matter what it is. Having a coach in your corner is like having someone take you by the hand. Open the closet door that you're terrified to open and turn on the light and help you see. So I like to say with my clients, I climb down into the pit of despair with them. I help them understand what that pit is. I help them see where their suffering is coming from, where their struggle is coming from. And I open up the doors of possibility and opportunity. I show them that there's a way out of the pit, but I don't put them on my back and carry them because I can't do this work for you. Just like none of my mastermind sisters or my coach could save me yesterday, I needed to put one foot in front of the other and release my stories and my attachment to my own shame yesterday. So this podcast, I'm really recording on the fly because I am just so passionate about wanting to give you the opportunity to step into coaching, to understand what it's like to work with a coach. Maybe you don't know, like, what's going to happen. I don't know what my problem is. What is this session going to look like, Lisa? I want you to know that anybody who steps into a coaching container with me, I have your back and I'm there to lead. You don't need to show up with any agenda. You can simply show up and say, I don't know what the problem is. Here's what I am struggling with, but I don't know why I'm struggling with this. I don't know why I can't get over this. My job and my gift is to help you see what's really happening. Because the problem you think you have is not the problem you have. So deciding to invest in a coach, whether it's a long-term commitment or whether you're just hopping into a single session, which I've now opened up availability for, because I want more of you on a call with me. I want you to have the courage to invest in yourself and invest in your ability to thrive. When you have someone who can show you what's possible. So those are available on my calendar. But you have to decide that you're worth investing in yourself and that what you're going to get out of that hour is going to radically transform your life. What if 1 hour could completely change the trajectory that you're currently on? What if after that 1 hour, you left that call and you saw your body through a different lens? What if after that one call, you walked away and you were able to shift your relationship with food or your money or your partner or how you're parenting your kids? That's what's possible for you. I know the power of coaching, one, because I am a coach, and two, I always have a coach, not because I need a coach, but because I choose to have someone to support me in helping me find my way and see my blind spots so that I can be the person that I need to be to do the things that I want to do so I can have all the things that are available to me in this lifetime. I don't want to tolerate anything in my life. I don't want to compromise on the things that I want. So I know that this might sound a little bit like tough love, and it's meant to. Because I'm going to say over and over and over again, I'm not here to stroke anybody's suffering. And I'm not here just to inspire you. Because inspiration gets you nowhere unless there's action behind it. Unless you are actually taking action on what's inspired you, nothing is going to change. And if nothing changes, nothing changes. So if you want something different in your life, you're going to have to step from inspiration into transformation and understand that that's going to take an investment in your time, in your money potentially. You have to be willing to be courageous, to be vulnerable. You have to trust that I'm going to have your back. Because I'm here to be your biggest ally while you learn to be your own biggest ally. And I see so many women who are so terrified to invest in themselves and truly don't believe that they're worth investing in. And don't even get me started on the conversation around, I have to ask my husband's permission. I'm going to bring one of my clients on. Our coaching relationship started with her saying, I've got to talk to my husband and get his permission. I said, do you really? Or do you need to give yourself permission that you're valuable enough to make this choice for yourself? Do you need somebody else to tell you that you're worth investing in yourself? Or are you willing to step up to the plate and say, I'm worth investing in myself? When my husband went to rehab, so I was left with, you know, my six-month-old son and my two preteen sons. I was running my bricks and mortar studio at the time. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I didn't know how I was going to pay my lease. I didn't know how I was going to pay for my therapy at the time. But I knew that I had to go. I knew that I had to be in that room. Because I knew I couldn't stay in the emotional state that I was in. My life had fallen apart on me, and I had no idea why. I had no idea the role I was playing in it, and I had no idea how to be with my emotions. And I had a lot of emotions, mainly anger. Every week for a year, people, I closed down my studio. I drove an hour into downtown. And I sat for 2 hours in a group that most often I didn't want to be there because I was angry. And I was pissed off that I was realizing that I was playing a role in all of this. I was so angry and I was so broken when I realized that it was me who needed to change. And that so many of the things in my life and the lens that I was looking at the world through was so flawed. I didn't know what I didn't know. So I sat there for 2 hours every week for a year. And then I got in my car and I drove home for an hour. So 4 hours out of my life every week. I canceled my clients on Thursdays. Couldn't really afford it, but I couldn't afford not to. That changed my life. And that was the springboard then into hiring a one-to-one coach that allowed me to go deeper. Because trust me, even in a group setting, when all eyeballs are on you, you can still hide. And I needed to work one-to-one with somebody because there were some nuances that I needed to get in and under. I wanted to give myself the gift of somebody listening to me and seeing me and calling me out on what I didn't even know I needed to be called out on. And that is what I'm calling each of you into. And I'm getting emotional talking about this because I see you suffering and I see you struggling. And I know what that feels like. And I'm tired of so many of you choosing that. It's a choice. You're choosing it. It does not need to be that way. But it's going to require you choosing something different and taking responsibility for who you want to be. It's taking responsibility for what, for you might not even know what it is you need to take responsibility for, but you just know that you need to take responsibility for the fact that you are not feeling like you are thriving in your life, in your business, in your body, in your relationships. We start there. So the link to jump on my schedule and to grab one of these single hour sessions is available to you. I want you to go back and I want you to listen to this again. And I want you to get really honest with yourself about what you're choosing right now. I want you to step out of being inspired, motivated, and I want you to actually claim that you are ready for transformation. And then I want you to take the action. Hire the coach, whether it's me or somebody else. I don't care. Of course, I love connecting with all of my listeners, but take the action. Get the coach. Have the hard conversation. Join the mastermind. Get in on the membership. Take out the gym membership. Hire the personal trainer. Whatever it is, but stop just marinating in inspiration. It's not helping you. So remember, the only person that can make you matter in your life is you. You have to choose you. You have to decide that you are going to become your number one priority, that you are going to matter most, and that you are ready to take responsibility for feeling the way you want to feel, so you can have the things that you want. So thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. I hope it was helpful. I hope it creates movement. I want to thank you again for tuning in, because you are the reason that I show up and do this every single week, because I care. I really, really care. And every single time I get a message from one of you saying that my message has landed with you, that matters. And I want more messages from you guys saying that, hey, I took what you said and I took action, and this is how my life is different now. I want you to boldly invest in yourself and claim everything that's available to you. I want you to stop working from your circumstances and work from that place of, if I was already there, what choice would I make right now? Okay, I'm here for you. If you're truly ready for transformation, I am here for you. The link is in my bio. You can find it down below. Just go click and sign up, and I'll be waiting for you on the other side. So until next week, take good care of you. And thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I would be so honored if you would share this episode if it resonated with you, and please leave a rating and a review on iTunes or whatever listening platform you are on. I am so appreciative of all your feedback, and I want to get this message out into the world in a bigger way. Also, if the episode speaks to you, feel free to hop over to Instagram. That is my main social media platform of choice. Follow along at Lisa Carpenter Inc. And by all means, drop into my DM and leave me a message. I love hearing from my listeners. Have a fantastic day, and I'll see you on the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.